Stay tuned following this Guy Finley podcast for a special limited time offer on Guy's brand new book, The Essential Laws of Fearless Living.
So much is said today about the nature of a fearless life. And you would think with so many people who know so much about being fearless that our world wouldn't be quite as scary a place as it is, wouldn't you? So what we're going to do is examine the authentic nature of a fearless life. And to help set it up, because there is one supreme principle, and there is indeed such a thing, that is the governing force behind fearlessness. To set up the principle that I'll tell you at the end, there's a story that I'm going to tell you. It's an old story, but in it is a great understanding that we ourselves must struggle properly to understand and to make the experience that is the outcome of this story integrated into our own consciousness. So here's the story. Once a young woman went to see her mother. That's it. And she was having a very hard time in her life at this point, and she was even reluctant to go see her mother. And just so you know, in every spiritual story, all the characters represent interior parts of ourselves. And her mother knew that the daughter was reluctant to share her difficulties with her and invited her into the kitchen where they could discuss things as they did when she was small. And the daughter basically went on to say that she was facing times that were seemingly insurmountable to her. Maybe you've had times like that. She was tired of fighting, tired of struggling. She didn't know what to do with the fears that were overcoming her on a daily basis, everything from the way her relationship was going with her husband to the plans that they had for a bright future. Everything seemed to be crumbling in front of her because of the tremendous pressure that life was putting on her and all the fears that it produced. And her mother said, "You know, let me show you something." And she went to the cupboard and took out three pots and put water into each of the pots and then put each of the three pots on the stove and turned the flame on high. Then she went into the refrigerator and pulled out some carrots. She pulled out a few eggs and went into a cupboard above the refrigerator and pulled out some coffee beans, ground them. And into each of the three pots she put one, she put carrots in, the other she put the eggs in, and the other she put the ground coffee in. And she sat there with her daughter, who was looking at her like, I don't think I understand the lesson, Mom. And she said, "Be patient." And they sat there pretty much in silence for the next 10 or 15 minutes while these things boiled there. And finally, when they'd boiled for 10 or 15 minutes, Mother went over, took the three pots off of the stove, emptied the water out, and put the carrots in a bowl, put the eggs in a bowl, and ladled out some of the coffee into a cup, and she set the three things in front of her daughter. She said to her daughter, "Tell me what you see." Daughter said, "Well, I see carrots, eggs, and coffee." She said, "Well, tell me something more about that. Tell me something about them." And she pushed the bowls closer to her daughter. Her daughter, trying to understand what her mother wanted, reached in and felt the carrots. She looked and she said, "You know, they were very soft. They'd become quite mushy, as a matter of fact." And then her mother said, "Well, what about the egg? Will you break one open?" The daughter broke open the egg and found, what did she find inside? A hard-boiled egg. And then her mother said, "Here." And she took a little of the coffee and put it in a cup and said, "What do you think of that?" She tasted it and said, "That's delicious." And she looked at her mother and she said, "What does this mean? What are you trying to teach me, Mom?" Her mother explained, as I'm going to explain to you now, that each of the three objects faced the exact same conditions. The carrots, the eggs, and the coffee. And each of them reacted differently, didn't they? The carrots went in, what, stiff and strong, came out because of the conditions, mushy. How many of you ever come out of conditions mushy? You understand, don't you? You go in, yeah, that's me. I'm strong. I know what I am. Look at me. I'm orange. And you come out blanched and mushy. The eggs go in what? With a thin shell surrounding a very viscous, soft, sensitive material. And when you crack open the egg after it's been in that hot water for a little while, what do you have? You have a hard-boiled quality, don't you? You have a heart when it faces difficult, frightening circumstances that becomes all wrapped up in something so hard that it loses all of its original quality and becomes what? What is a hard egg? A hardened creature. But what about the coffee, the ground coffee? It went into the exact same conditions that the carrots and the egg did, but it came out of the situation. Now listen, this is the first important part. It came out of the situation having changed the water it was in. The others didn't change anything other than the quality of themselves, where the coffee met the exact same conditions and not only became something good in itself, but changed the water that was part of its change into something that was valuable and in this case, nourishing. What happens to you when you face adverse circumstances, when troubles and fears knock at your door? When the water gets hot, you understand the metaphor here? What happens to most of us is we either become mushy, we lose all of that backbone, you know, before we were this and we were that, and then all of a sudden you can't find that person, or, God help us, we become hard. We become people who, having repeatedly faced certain fearful conditions, become convinced that the only way to meet with them and overcome them is to isolate ourselves and protect ourselves from these things. And it doesn't matter whether you talk about eggs or carrots. You come to the same conclusion that one thing goes into, now we'll bring it into our lives, one substance enters into life, life stirs it up, and it becomes something that doesn't serve anything at all. And yet something can happen, as evidenced by the coffee, that can change the very circumstances themselves. So that what comes out of those circumstances, in this instance, you and I, if we understand the secret of being fearless, so that you and I can meet any moment, no matter what it is, and not only come out of the moment a richer, truer human being, but have actually changed the circumstances themselves that brought that possibility to us, so that from that point forward, everything that came to us serves us instead of steals from us or denigrates us. Now, how do we find such a life? Listen to this idea. It is the heart of fearless living. And I'll explain it. The universe itself is actually set up for you to succeed with realizing the fearless life. The universe itself is set up so that you discover the fearless life, which means that you are made for what happens to you. Now, I'm going to put those two ideas together. First, let's prove the universe is set up for you to succeed at finding the fearless life. Have you ever gone through a set of circumstances and come out of them realizing that a whole series of extraordinarily unique things had to happen? People had to be in certain places, say certain things. A host of impossible circumstances had to come together so that you could exit that crisis or that moment of learning a person who was different than the one who went into it. And it started 5 million years ago, 50 million years ago, all of these things lining up to bring a certain point in your life where the hot water surfaces, and there you are. And if you stay in the water and understand the purpose of that heated, frightening, upsetting moment, you come out of it having changed not only yourself, but the circumstances that put you into that moment. And here's where it's beautiful, because to understand that is to realize that every moment of your life is bringing you that which you alone were made for. Everything was made for you, just as you were made for everything that happens to you. And as you start to see that in your daily relationships with people and circumstances, you begin to be someone who stops resisting the heat, stops resisting that frightening moment. You stop resisting the condition because you understand that if you will go into it and with the understanding, this is the key point, with the understanding that this moment exists for the sole purpose of teaching you that something greater than yourself wants to give you a share of its life. And in sharing that portion of that greater life, give you a fearless life, because now you know that's always with you. And no matter what happens to you, no matter what comes your way, you can look at it, you can receive it, and realize, you know what? If I'll just stay in this moment and let it do to me as it wishes to do, while I watch and agree with the changes taking place, I will exit this moment with less fear than I entered into it, more fulfilled from my understanding that life supports me and wants me to grow, and most importantly of all, that I will never meet a moment in my life that is greater than I am.
You've been listening to best-selling author Guy Finley. Guy's newest book, The Essential Laws of Fearless Living, will soon be arriving in bookstores nationwide. But today, you can take advantage of an incredible offer. For a limited time, you can order this groundbreaking new book for a deeply discounted price. Plus, receive 6 free bonus items, including a 60-minute DVD, 2 60-minute MP3s, ebooks, and more. It's a complete life-changing package. Offer good for today only. Visit EssentialLaws.com to take advantage now. That's EssentialLaws.com. Don't miss this special offer.